Hello and welcome to the 8th and final episode of Hound Bite, a food podcast only on WHJE.
Now, if you're listening to this at home, look in your pantry. If you're a parent, look at the floors of your car. And if you're at any store, look down any aisle. All of these places have one thing in common. They all have potato chips.
I guarantee you can find potato chips anywhere, of course with a multitude of flavors such as barbecue, sour cream and onion, or my favorite, salt and vinegar, or even odd flavors like biscuits and gravy or cappuccino.
But let's be honest, some of these chips are purely pedestrian.
That's because they can afford to be, given that they are mostly an express snack for quick, easy consumption, and since we are always on the move, potato chips are always an easy option.
In fact, in 2016, only 9.3% of Americans had not consumed any potato chips within a year.
And think about yourself. We've all had moments where we're on the go, and we stuff our faces with a handful of greasy chips.
However, chips just aren't a quick and easy snack to everyone. If you're like us and you live in the central Indiana area, or even in Illinois or Ohio, you may have heard of the Broad Ripple Chip Company, a local artisan chip company that crafts their own chips. I sat down with the owner and manager, Mark, and got the scoop on this amazing business.
Broad Ripple Chip Company is an artisan potato chip business, which we started a little over three years ago in 2014, and started in the kitchen of another business that I own, which is a bakery. And we had extra room in our kitchen that we weren't using, so we decided to try to do something else with it and settled on potato chips as something to try. That turned out really good to all the people that tried them, and one thing led to another, and decided to try to grow it, and it's continued to grow in 3 years.
You heard right. The company actually chose chips somewhat at random. In retrospect, this couldn't have been a better decision, considering the overwhelming amount of Hoosiers eating chips as quick and inexpensive snacks each year. But Hoosiers aren't the only ones.
That's right. As previously mentioned, you can now find the Broad Ripple Chip Company's chips in three different states.
While this is pretty impressive, nothing beats the fact that these chips are handmade in every way. Each part of the process is personal.
For one thing, we don't use automated machines. Everything's still stirred by hand. Mm-hmm. There's somebody standing in front of a fryer, turning them over and checking to see that they're getting cooked evenly. We started out 3 years ago with just one small fryer. It's actually a donut fryer. And as we grew as a business, we would add another fryer next to it, and then another one next to it. And at one point, we had seven fryers all along a wall next to each other, which required three people at least to be cooking the chips at the time, since they all need to be stirred by hand and then taken out by hand when they're done. So at one point, about 6 months ago, we got one large fryer to replace four of the fryers. So we still have three smaller ones plus one large one, but it's allowed us to be much more productive.
Yeah, and with something that not everyone knows about the Broad Ripple Chip Company is that they recently were chosen to be the number one chip in the country for the year of 2016. Not only is this a massive accomplishment, but it's crazy to think that this company started with one donut fryer and has since grown to be, arguably, America's favorite artisan chip, or should I say, chips. The Broad Ripple Chip Company now has two different flavors.
The flavors, we only started with one flavor, and we only had one flavor for about 2 years. We didn't even have a name for it. It was just called our Broad Ripple Chip Company chips. Mm-hmm. And at that point, decided to try to do another flavor a year ago. And we knew we wanted to do either like a barbecue chip or a spicier chip. So we settled on a sweet and spicy variety, which has a little bit of habanero in it, a little bit extra sweetness. That is the one that we started doing. Now it's about a third of our sales versus the original one, which we now call original.
With an original kettle chip and a chip with a combination of sweet and spicy, you just can't go wrong. With the short but sweet flavor range, the personal creation process, and the rapid growth, we already know that the Broad Ripple Chip Company is one of its own. But, to my surprise, these chips are different down to the potato.
For one thing, we use a different potato than most other potato chip companies do. Most of the other companies are made in factories, all automated machines. And they use a special potato that is grown specifically for the potato chip industry. Very light in color, very small, very low in sugar content. And we use an Idaho russet potato, which is the same as a baking potato you might find at Kroger. Those are larger in size, and they are much higher in sugar content, which allows you to have a little bit of caramelization happen to make the chip. That's why our chips are a little darker, and we think that that gives them a better flavor also. So very few places use an Idaho potato. It's because they think they turn out too dark for people, but it turns out a lot of people like the darker flavor.
With such successful and unique ideas, it's no secret that the Broad Ripple Chip Company could grow into a nationwide craze. But to little to no surprise, owner and manager Mark says that they plan on keeping the business small and close to home, just like we thought they would.
Statistics say you'll be sinking your teeth into your next bag of chips soon enough. So just remember, it's art you're eating.
That concludes this episode of Houndbite. Don't forget to check back in next August, where John Griffin will continue telling you the stories behind the food you've come to know and love. But for now, this has been Shay Rickle,
alongside John Griffin.